MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting now with Mark Metzamen. He is a wealth manager, private client holdings. Mark, appreciate the early morning time. Market volatility. In a recent piece you put out, you talk around it being the sort of price of admission to the investment system. In essence, I mean, volatility is, it's a feature. It's not a bug. Notwithstanding, for many investors, we seriously dislike it and we struggle with that volatility.
Yeah, good morning, Simon, and good morning to your listeners. I think investors have had to deal with a fair amount over the last 5 or 6 years. You know, COVID pandemic seems like it was just yesterday. Then we had the poly crisis in 2022, Trump's Liberation Day last year, and this year we've had to deal with the US-Iran war. And these market events have been characterized by fairly steep drawdowns and I guess fairly swift recoveries. But we're exposed to market movements constantly now. You know, 20 years ago, clients saw a quarterly statement, and today they can check their portfolios every hour on their phone. And in Gloria Marks' book, Simon, in attention span, she highlights that adult attention spans have declined by roughly 2/3, and that matters because investing requires patience, yet the world increasingly rewards immediacy. You know, the average holding period of equities has fallen dramatically over the decades.
I like your point around that. Sorry to jump in, but it's a really great point. I hadn't thought about it. Back in the day, I used to check the market performance with the morning newspaper. Literally, that was it. I mean, maybe I'm thinking the crash of 87 maybe made the lunchtime news, but it was a once a day process. And for many people, it was not even once a day. It was less frequent. Now it is on my phone 24/7. That's stressing me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, investors have all of this data, all of this information at their fingertips. And, you know, we see it with clients. There's certain clients that will check information very regularly, if not, as I said, multiple times on a daily basis. And when you think about it, you know, over the years, the average holding period of equities has fallen dramatically, as I mentioned earlier. Yeah. You know, investing is a patience game. And the reality is that, you know, there are market movements out there. You know, whilst high frequency machine trading, algorithmic trading, systematic trading, they almost amplify the short term noise. And then there's some really fascinating behavioral research at the moment, which shows that the more often people observe their investments, the more volatility they perceive, and the more emotionally uncomfortable it becomes, which ultimately leads to poor long term decision making. Behavioral scientists effectively call this thin slicing. But then when we add social media, 24-hour financial news, instant commentary, it all creates a sense of urgency. But at the end of the day, not every market move deserves action.
I mean, agreed. I mean, I would wager that most market moves don't deserve action, and that for the average investor, we are better served looking at the market less. We think it's giving us an edge. We're actually better putting the phone down, turning it off, and going back to that quarterly statement. Heck, an annual statement.
Yeah, 100%. At the end of the day, we're all human, and we're all exposed to, I guess, a degree of discomfort, especially when it comes to money. And money is an emotional aspect for most people. And there's this behavioral bias, and it's a horrible one because it's asymmetric. You know, it's not a perfect trade-off. It's an asymmetric trade-off, and it's called loss aversion. And what it means is that for many people, losing 100,000 Rand emotionally hurts far more than gaining 100,000 feels good. Mm. And so when markets fall sharply, selling feels like taking control, but emotionally comforting decisions often, you know, financially damaging. And so many people have this inclination, and they do. They sell after declines and reinvest after recoveries. And in effect, what they're doing is they're buying high and selling low.
Yeah. And this then comes, and this is a point I've made before on this show, is that for the advisor, your biggest point of value from a wealth manager is that kind of keeping me on the straight and narrow. It's stopping me doing things perhaps more than anything.
Yeah, and I think that changes over time. So it's not always the case. So during calm periods, structuring, asset allocation, investment selection matters, right? Mm-hmm. But during volatile periods, those events, which I had mentioned earlier. We focus on helping clients stay disciplined often, and that often matters more. So in difficult markets, we become part strategist, part behavioral coach, part emotional sounding board. And I guess I'm less interested in predicting the next correction, because I can't, than helping clients prepare for one when it arrives. And there's a lot of good communication that takes place during those, let's say, more volatile periods.
Yeah.
And the communication with clients is that it's not about when there will be a recession or when there will be a downturn. It's how do we respond? How do we react? How do we behave when it does happen? And then crucially, you know, it's important to set expectations around volatility. You know, most portfolios, and let's take a multi-managed sort of high equity fund, for example. 4 or 5 months during the year, that fund is going to be down. The other 6 or 7 times, it's going to be up. But just giving an idea of that risk return signature is incredibly important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that. It's how to respond. We know it'll happen. We don't know when it'll happen, but we can learn how to respond as markets fall, because they do. I mean, sure, they spend more time going up than down, but they spend a lot of time going down as well. We'll leave it there, Mark. Max Simoniza, Wealth Manager, Private Client Holdings. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.